it seems as though that some of the best advice is no surprises for people.
I would agree. I would say the best advice for people traveling for the holidays with someone living with Alzheimer's would be to plan ahead and to allow for extra time. It's advised to travel to known destinations, try to visit places and people that are familiar and will cause less stress and not overwhelm the person with Alzheimer's that you're traveling with.
Now, one of the tips I saw was also listed was to pick the time that is best for the individual who is suffering from Alzheimer's. And that seems like something most families might not think about, that there are times that are better than others for someone.
And it all depends on the person living with the disease. If the daytime or nighttime, it really just depends. But they know that person and they know how easily they get frustrated or overwhelmed or confused. So they'll be able to use that information in order to travel at the best time for them, if any. Sometimes it might be easier for family to come to them and make sure that they stay in an environment that they're most comfortable with. But you really kind of have to sit down, discuss it with your family, take a look at the person living with the disease and decide what is best for them.
And I would guess it can be frustrating as well for other family members, especially those that may not be around this person all the time. They maybe expect the person to remember them or certain events, you know, certain names. Any advice for how people can handle that?
Sure. I would definitely say the caregiver for the person living with Alzheimer's should either sit down or schedule a conference call with family if they're hosting a holiday gathering. Let them know what to expect, just so there's no surprises. Let them know where the person living with Alzheimer's is and let them know where they are in the caregiving process. Changes can happen frequently with a person with Alzheimer's, but it's best for the caregiver to let the family members and friends know where that person is and what they can expect when they come to visit.
And I know it can be stressful and difficult to bring a person that's having this type of issue to an event because of that, because it is the extra work that may be part of a family gathering. Do they often get left behind?
Actually, it can happen. So here at the Alzheimer's Association, we try to give people tips in order to involve the person with Alzheimer's. You can look to involve your loved one in meaningful activities such as singing holiday songs or looking through photo albums and doing activities like looking through different, you know, musical CDs that they liked. It's really important to try to involve the person with the holiday celebrations and traditions without overwhelming them.
Is it also a time of the year for families to, you know, especially those that aren't around this individual that often, is it a good time for them to take notice of changes?
Yes, it's an excellent time to say, you know, to your family, I've noticed some changes in mom. She's having some memory loss issues. I just noticed some, even if it's slight changes that may be concerning to you, we definitely recommend to call our 24/7 helpline at 800-272-3900. They're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even on holidays. And you can ask any concerning questions that you have about your loved ones. They'll be able to answer any questions you have about the signs and symptoms of Alzheimer's disease and maybe help relieve some of your anxiety surrounding it.
I believe it was someone from your organization a couple of years ago I spoke with, and they gave me some good advice, I felt, and I just wanted to repeat it and get your thoughts on this. But I mentioned to them, should people worry if they or a loved one starts misplacing items like their keys or forgetting, you know, just, you know, typical things they would normally know about? They said the real concern is when you don't remember what an item is for, such as you put your keys in the refrigerator. Can you elaborate on that, on when we should be a little more concerned that we may be seeing the onset of Alzheimer's disease?
I would say the best way to describe it is memory loss that affects your daily life. So yes, if all of a sudden mom has a cookie recipe that she's known for 40 years and all of a sudden can't remember how to do it, or is constantly misplacing items, or, you know, anything concerning like that, where there shouldn't be a reasonable explanation why she was experiencing that memory loss, I would definitely reach out, ask questions, get together with her family, see if they're noticing the same signs and symptoms. Sometimes it is easily explainable, such as, you know, medication or just, you know, regular aging memory loss. But it's always a good idea to just get it checked out and then also reach out to us at any time to ask questions about, you know, what those changes look like and what, you know, some explanations could be behind them.